Thanks to the students at Prairie Branch for that intro. We'll tell you a little later on how you can do it too. I'm Carl Azus. First up today, we're heading to New York City. That's where the United Nations headquarters is located, and it's where more than 100 world leaders are meeting this week. It's the UN General Assembly. These leaders are talking about major world issues, and starting yesterday, some of them started making speeches to the group. That includes President Obama. He talked about the revolutions in Egypt and Libya. He pushed for change in other Middle Eastern nations like Bahrain and Yemen. He also tried to rally support to fight famine in Africa. But a lot of President Obama's speech was about the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. After his speech, the president met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He was scheduled to meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas as well. During the speech, President Obama shared his thoughts on the efforts to create a peace agreement.
I know that many are frustrated by the lack of progress. I assure you, so am I. But the question isn't the goal that we seek. The question is, how do we reach that goal? And I am convinced that there is no shortcut to the end of a conflict that has endured for decades.
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, is expected to make his speech to the General Assembly today. That'll come one day after two Americans were released from a prison in Ahmadinejad's country. Josh Fattel and Shane Bauer flew from Iran to the nation of Oman yesterday, where they reunited with family members. The two were released on bail more than 2 years after they were arrested. The men were convicted of illegally entering Iran and spying for the United States. The Americans say they accidentally crossed into Iran on a hiking trip. Now that they're out of Iran and heading home, Fattel and Bauer's family say it's the best day of their lives. We mentioned that the Americans are going to Oman. That country paid their bail. Mohammed Jamjoum looks at why it makes sense that Oman would get involved in this situation.
Oman is separated from Iran by the Straits of Hormuz, a key shipping lane for the oil industry. With only 18 miles between both countries, maintaining relations is crucial for this Gulf state. Iran seems like it would be a natural trading partner for Oman, but due to international sanctions, it can't offer the help Oman needs in diversifying its economy. For that, Quds relies on the U.S., with which Oman has a free trade agreement. But some think there's an even simpler reason for Oman's involvement in the release of the Americans. Analysts wonder if their freedom might ultimately reduce the tension between the U.S. and Iran, and therefore reduce overall tension in the Persian Gulf.
Perhaps, and I think that from the vantage point of Sultan Qaboos of Oman, apart from the fact that he wanted to provide a humanitarian gesture by releasing these young men, helping to release these young men, I think he sees in his interest to reduce the overall tension in the region by reducing U.S.-Iran tension.
At a time when regional revolt has shaken so many regimes, some are no longer asking why in the world Oman would want to be involved in this case, but rather, why on earth would they not want to be? Mohammed Jamjoum, CNN, Muscat, Oman.